Now, talking about coffee there, you might, what are some of the things you might put in coffee? So if you just take your coffee.
Put cream, coffee made, something like that.
Yeah, how else could you take your coffee?
Dip black.
Yeah, you got any special name for that? No. You ever heard anybody call it barefooted?
Barefooted? Yeah. I've heard them say
that. You that mean about saying black coffee?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you see someone and he's not going away from you, but coming like he said, well, he's coming.
To me?
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if you see someone, say, downtown you hadn't seen for quite a while, you might say, you might tell them, this morning I
saw you.
Yeah, or you say you just happened on him, I just ran. You might say, I just ran. You ever say ran across somebody?
Yeah.
Or you ever say
met somebody?
Yeah. Okay, if you say if a child is given the same name his father has, like say I was named for my dad, you say they named the child
Junior?
Yeah, or they named him his
after
father.
His father.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Now, the kind of animal that barks, or the kind you take hunting is what?
A dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, say if you wanted your dog to attack another dog or a person, what would you usually say to them?
Well, I don't never would run into nothing like that. I always had to try to keep them from fighting.
Keep them from the
other. Yeah.
If a dog say he's a mixed breed, what do you usually call him?
Some of them called him cur.
Cur.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's what they call a mixed breed dog, a cur.
Anybody ever call him a mongrel?
Never heard it.
What about mutt? You heard that movie?
No.
You know, what kind of dog is a feist?
Well, they're just a breed of dog, a small dog. They call them a feist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sometimes what you want to keep a dog from doing to you is what? And say, I don't want to get...
Don't want a dog to bite.
Yeah, if he bites you, then you've been...
Say, I dog bit.
Yeah. You ever use that expression, dog bit? Say, like somebody's having a run of bad luck. You ever say, well, that person just plain dog bit?
Yeah, I had dog luck or something of that sort.
What about the term snake bit? You use that very much?
No.
Well, like I said, somebody had a run of bad luck.
Clam.
Let's see. You want to stop yourself? I'd ask you about the snake bit. Would you ever say, you know, if you said somebody had a lot of bad luck, so he just snake bit?
Yeah, I've heard some folks make that remark, but I never did use it myself.
Yep. We talked about pigs a while ago. Can you tell me some of the other animals you might have around on the farm?
Well, not. We have the goat. Of course, and the sheep. We don't have many sheep nowadays. Farmers ain't got time to fool with them. And the sheep and the goat is about the only thing outside of a cow and a hog. Mm-hmm. We just don't have them.
Well, what's some of the names that people use for a male cow? What would you call him?
Bull.
Bull. Did you ever heard him called, say, a stock cow?
Stock cow.
Seed cow? That kind of thing. Is there any other word that women might use instead of bull? Would it say in
male?
Male cow.
Male cow.
Did they just trying to be polite? Yeah, when you use that. Mm-hmm. And another kind of animal you didn't. I'm sure you probably have. Say you had a cow, a little cow when it's first born. What do you call that?
Calf.
A calf. And say you had a cow by the name of Daisy, expecting a calf. You say, well, Daisy is about to
drop a calf.
Mm-hmm, drop a calf, yeah. One other kind of animal I imagine is pretty important to you on the farm. What did you use to...